Good morning to you. That's right. It is Breakfast with Sam. 9 minutes past 8 o'clock in the morning. It's Wednesday, the 3rd of December, 2008. That was Akon. And right now, na, na, na.
And who do we got on the phone? Na, 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 na.
Well, we've got somebody else that Petter is really loving at the moment. Haven't we?
Yes.
Let's have a quick look. We're going to cross directly over to San Francisco, California now. Let's see if we've got her on the line. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. We're great, thank you. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the lovely Mira Vedder on the line with us right now.
Wow.
Awake at some ridiculous hour of the morning in California.
It's not bad. It's midnight.
It's midnight. So it's still morning, isn't it?
Yeah, it's morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, she's. You sound like, oh my goodness, it's time for me to sleep. Why are you guys so lively?
I don't know, alcohol?
No. Well, you know what? Petter did go and make me a cup of tea, and it was, you know, it burnt my tongue.
Oh, really?
I'm a little bit worried about what might have been in that now. Because we've been quite giggly ever since.
Uh-oh. What are you doing there, Petter?
I didn't put anything. I'm innocent.
I think the lady does protest too much. Excellent. Mira, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It's an absolute pleasure to speak to you. Now, for those of you who've got absolutely no idea who Mira is, Mira, would you be kind enough to explain? She's like, oh, what am I supposed to say?
Okay. Well, I'm a recording artist. Mm-hmm. You know, basically, I've been... I had an album a few years back that I put out, and that did really well. I mean, and now I'm working on another album as well. So I'm an artist, you know. I'm an artist. I'm a writer. I'm an activist. So
when you say an activist, you're a political activist?
Absolutely. I'm very much into, you know, media and activism and politics and just seeing, you know, how the world. What's going on in the world?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you've been involved in quite a few, quite high-profile things, really. I mean, we've heard from Petter earlier on in the show today that you're the very first South Asian woman to serve on the U.S. Grammy board.
Yeah, that's true.
This is absolutely amazing. I mean, how did this come about?
You know, it's really fascinating, but I was elected. First, you have to be slated for the board. So first, they, you know, kind of pick you as someone they want to be on the board. And then you're elected by the constituents. You know, you're elected by the members of the Grammys. Mm-hmm. And so that's basically how it happened. I mean, I have been in the industry for a while now, in the music industry. So I've really kind of gotten to know the key players. Mm-hmm. And they've gotten to know me, and so, you know, some of them have become fans of my work, and you know, they really are trying very hard to be diverse and really try to understand that there's markets that aren't being served. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they really felt like I could be a contributor to changing the face of what the Grammys looks like and music looks like in general.
Absolutely.
So
that must have been a very proud moment for you, though.
Oh, huge, because, you know, it's really hard to get credibility in this industry. I mean, it's really difficult for people to feel credible, especially since, you know, music is one of those things that it's hard to put a price on.
Oh, absolutely.
And so, you know, how do you feel like you're being successful? So when you have your peers that kind of bring you in and give you credibility in an industry where it's so difficult, you know, it feels great. It definitely
does. I can imagine
does.
It does.
It feels, yeah. And I think it's great for everybody, because this is just one step closer. You know, this is great for the South Asian community.
Yeah, absolutely. I completely agree with you. This is a real, really big step.
Mira,
that was huge.
I know we've dabbled on this subject, but do you think you have to work twice as hard being a woman in this industry?
Oh, absolutely. Like twice, maybe like 10 times harder. You know?
And then being a South Asian woman on top of that as well.
Definitely.
I mean, you know, I can imagine that then, you know, it sort of... tenfold, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
And you have to be a very strong person, I'd say, to...
Yeah, because it's an ugly industry, you know. I mean, me and Pat have talked about it, but, I mean, there's a lot of people who... I mean, they don't take you seriously, and, you know, if you're even half decent, the first question to come up is, you know, whether or not you're going to have a romantic relationship or a personal interest.
Gosh.
Rather than... Right, sleazy. It's cringeworthy,
isn't it? It's cringe. As women, we've been sitting here talking about men this morning and about how they don't ask for directions and how, you know, they're incapable of multitasking. You know, we've had obscene emails coming in this morning going, no, we know best. You women don't know anything. It's fantastic. Absolutely fantastic.
Add this to the list.
It's fantastic. But you know what? I mean, I've got to say that it is a real achievement to see a U.S., you know, citizen who's of South Asian origin and who's also female serving on in such a high profile, you know, role, really. How does it feel to be for you to be on the other side of the music industry now? Because obviously you haven't been a recording artist and you still are a recording artist. And then to go onto the Grammy board, I mean, it's a slightly different view of the music industry, isn't it? And how did that feel for you to sit on the other side?
Well, it's really interesting. I mean, one of the things I've learned is that, you know, as you become more public and as you become, you know, kind of in the public eye and, you know, you have some sort of clout or credibility, you get a lot of people who, you know, everybody wants something. And it's really fascinating, like, how what kind of sense of entitlement people have because they think they know you because they've seen you around. And they've seen you, like, for example, just a couple of days ago, we had our Grammy holiday celebration. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was on stage for most of the night. And so I had a lot of people send me, like, messages and stuff afterwards. Like, I don't even know these people, you know, on, you know, my website and stuff like that. Right. And just having a sense of entitlement as to why I didn't say hello.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, you know. And I think that's the strange and interesting part. And, you know, I get, like, so many CDs and so much stuff with people who think that now I can put them in touch with just about anybody.
You
mean,
get,
like, I
baskets
have access.
Of muffins being sent to you and stuff like that.
It's true. And I do have access. I mean, I have access to pretty much anyone. But, I mean, at the same time, that doesn't necessarily mean anything. When you know someone, that doesn't necessarily mean anything. So it's just fascinating to be on the other side.
I mean, that's just testimony to your sort of... what was the word that I was going to use? Integrity, you know, that you're not capable of being swayed by the baskets of muffins and the people that are going to, you know, basically kiss butt.
I'll tell you something.
It's
she knows
true.
She knows when to put her foot down.
Yeah.
You know, this is a strong woman we're talking with. You know?
We like strong women.
Yeah.
We like strong women. You go for it. That's fantastic. But going back to the musical side of things, when is the next album coming out? Because it's been 5 years since the last one. It's been quite a long time.
Oh, girl. I mean... I have totally resigned to the universe, whatever that means. I mean, I have worked so hard trying to make things happen. And, you know, I feel like I go 2 steps forward and 10 steps back because there's so many things. I mean, for example, I was working with Karsh Kale. I don't know if you know Karsh,
yes.
But Karsh and Gaurav Rania on a few songs. And we recorded some of the songs in India. I mean, just to get our schedules together, he's in New York, I'm in San Francisco, Gaurav is in India, so we decided to all fly to India, then they all came to San Francisco. I mean, it's been insane.
It's fantastic.
So, you know, it's like, I just have decided that it's going to be done whenever it's done, and I know that doesn't sound like the answer anybody wants, but...
But it's the one that they're going to get, because this is just the way it is at the moment. But it's a lot of hard work, I can imagine, with, you know, you work on the US Grammy board, you've got your recording to do, you're also involved in a political blog, I understand, as well.
Right, absolutely. It's called the Huffington Post.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very prominent blog. It's a really cool space to be, you know, kind of putting out ideas. I mean, I just wrote about the Mumbai massacre, you know, and that was really important to me to be able to have a voice and really, you know, speak from the heart, being Indian and just having gone to Mumbai so many times. So, I mean, it's a great space. I mean, you know, Al Gore blogs on there, Jermaine Dupri. You have, like...
I mean, that's completely different ends of the spectrum, isn't that? Al
Absolutely.
Gore and Jermaine Dupri.
Yeah, and it is. And that's what's so cool about it. And, I mean, during the elections, you know, that website was getting, like, 10 million hits, you know, a week. It was ridiculous. So, I mean, it's a
fantastic.
Great space.
Absolutely, you know? Absolutely. Well, you know what, Mira, I'm going to have to cut you short there, unfortunately. We're going to go into your track, actually, Infinite Love. We're going to play that in just a few seconds. But if people want to find out more about you, where can they hear more about your music, what's coming up for you in the future, and just generally find out what Mira Vida is all about?
Well, I have my website. You can definitely go to my website, which is www.mirasmusic.com, and you have to have that S in there, otherwise. Or just, you know, type in my name, Mira Vida, and you'll be, you know, directed to my MySpace or Facebook or whatever, you know.
Excellent. And that's so. Mira, M-I-R-A, isn't it? Not M-W-E.
You got it. M-I-R-A.
Excellent. Mira, thank you so much for speaking to us today. It's been an absolute pleasure. We're going to let you get back to sleep now.
Thank you. It was great to talk
to
you.
The best of luck with everything that you're involved with.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Mira.
Okay, we're going to listen to Infinite Love now from Mira. Mira, have a fantastic day. And we'll speak to you soon, I'm sure. Take care.
All right, lots of love. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye. To a place